This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins.
Historically, there have not been a lot of changes to restrict or limit the program.
The task force charged with reviewing the top scholarship program held its first meeting Wednesday. Chairman Blade Morish says the goal is to review the scholarship program, its original purpose,
and determine ways to ensure the program's long-term viability.
The legislature underfunded the scholarship program last school year, leaving students and their families to make up the difference in tuition. Suyan Butte is the executive director of the Louisiana Office of Student Financial Assistance. She says over 350 bills have been presented in the legislature to make changes to TOPS since it began.
And over 75 have been passed and enacted into law.
Butte says in general, those changes have made more students eligible for the scholarship. And as the number of students receiving the scholarship has increased, so has tuition.
If a program covers tuition and tuition increases, then the cost of the program is going to increase.
TOPS cost $291 million this school year. Originally created by Patrick Taylor, the scholarships have always been based on merit, according to Dr. James Kaye, executive director of the Patrick F. Taylor Foundation.
But it was focused primarily on low and moderate income kids.
Kaye says in one important way, it has achieved its original purpose.
The purpose was really not to have incentive for students to be in college. The intent was to prepare kids for college.
According to Wednesday's testimony, 81% of top students have either completed a degree or are still enrolled since its inception. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.